In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名说话。
Peace be to our brothers and sisters who are here today and also those who are worshipping together with us online.
愿主耶稣的平安与我们在座的同龄还有在网上跟我们一起聚会的同龄。
So according to the arrangement of the church, I'm assigned to study Deuteronomy chapter 9 with you.
根据教会的安排，我们现在是查考《生命记》的第九章。
We know that this book is about recounting or to declare the law of Moses to the younger generation once again.
这生命记主要就是重复神的律法给这个我们说年轻的一辈。
We realize that half of the book is about the history of the chosen people. That is the chosen people of the first generation, those who came out of Egypt.
我发觉到说这本书的一半都提到当时出埃及，就是第一代出埃及的这些人的这些事迹。
Probably one of the reasons is because God wanted them to understand that although the law has been given to them, the first generation failed to abide by the law.
摩西要让他们知道说，虽然神的律法已经给了他们，但是呢，他们却没有好好的来遵守，而失败了。
So through reading the books, it also tells us that, you know, and the law of God is absolute.
从这一本书当中也告诉我们说，神的诫命是就是说不会改变的。
The only way for us to prosper in the Lord is to follow God's way.
只有让我们唯一的方法，让我们能够就是说信仰上能够复兴起来或者兴旺，我们只有遵守神的诫命。
In order to receive a God's blessing, you find that the only way forward is to follow the teachings of God.
要得到神的祝福，唯一的方法只有遵照神的教训来去做。
Now in chapter 9, Again, here Moses speaks about how rebellious God's people have been.
第九章的时候，摩西再一次提到说，当时的百姓是多么的悖逆。
Moses cited many examples.
摩西用了很多的例子。
You find that, you know, the example mentioned are not in chronological order.
当然他所提到这个例子不是顺着这个顺序来去讲的。
You find that, you know, for Moses to remind the people, you know, of the past is to help them, you know, remember that God's ways must be observed.
摩西提到以前的这些事情是让他们要告诉他们说他们必须要来照着神的话神的旨意来去做。
You know, for us, we can actually learn the Lord, yeah, not only from the history of the chosen people.
我们可以学习到很多，不单只是从百姓的历史当中。
We can also learn the Lord, yeah, from the history of the true Jesus Church.
甚至从真耶稣教会的历史当中，我们也可以学习到。
We can even learn the Lord, yeah, from our past life.
甚至我们过去的生活，我们也能够学习得到。
So that, you know, by learning all this, we can become more godly in our life, you know, in the future.
这样的话，让我们将来更加的过着一个敬畏神的生活。
Now I want you to look at chapter 9.
我们看这个第九章。
Now here, you know, from verse 1 to verse 3, the passage here is talking about God wanted them to conquer the land.
第一节到第三节其实神是告摩西是告诉他们神要他们来去就是说要去攻下这些就拿下这个地。
Here is clear that, you know, God wanted them to cross over the Jordan and to possess, you know, the land, you know, the land, you know, which was occupied by nation greater and mightier than the chosen people of God.
就是以色列神要他们知道说要他们来过这个约旦河来去进去这个比他们强大的国把就是比他们强大的国。
You find that, you know, the city is like, you know, fortified up to heaven.
啊，你发觉到说这里说他们的那个城啊是非常的坚固，高的顶天的城邑。
Not only that, if you look at the stature of the people, they are very tall.
啊，他们这些人啊，他们的人啊，他们特别的就是高大。
They were like, you know, giants.
啊，可以说是好像这个巨人一样。
So in those days, it was impossible, you know, for a smaller nations to defeat such a huge nation.
啊，所以都在当时啊，要一个比较我们说啊弱小的国家是没有办法来去打败这些啊强大的国家。
If you have read the book of Numbers,
啊，如果我们有读过这个民数记的话
，we know that Moses sent out the 12 spies to spy out the condition of the land of Canaan.
啊，我们知道说摩西差派这个十二个探子来去窥探啊这个以色列地。
We find that they came back with a report.
啊，我们知道说他们回来就报了这个信息。
But the Bible says it was a bad report.
啊，圣经这样说，这是我们说不好的啊，这个坏的消息。
When you look at the contents of the report.
啊，那如果我们看他们的那个所报告的哈，那个内容的话。
We can say that it's like, you know, what they have reported is an honest assessment of the situation of the land.
啊，其实他们的报告是他们很诚实的一种评估关于那个地的啊这些事情。
Yes, it talks about the beauty of the land and how fertile the land was.
啊，当然他们有提到说当时的这个地啊，这个美地是什么啊，是多么的肥沃。
They even carry some grapes, back to the land of Canaan.
啊，他甚至啃着一些葡萄来去把它带回去。
They also reported that the people there were giants.
啊，甚至他们也报告说，当时的人呐，就好像这些巨人一样。
What they said actually was accurate.
啊，其实他们所说的是对的。
Why is it that it was a bad report?
啊，那为什么会成为一个很坏的一种信息呢？
Because God had already told them.
啊，但因为神已经告诉他们了。
That they must enter the land and conquer the land.
啊，因为神告诉他们，你们要进去来去统治这个地。
God would help them to dispossess the people, dislodge the inhabitants.
啊，神会帮助他们把这些人啊，把他赶出去。
This is the promise of the Lord.
啊，这是神的应许。
But the 10 spies who came back out of 12.
啊，但是十二个当中有十个回来的时候
refuse to like enter into the land of Canaan
啊，看起来他们不愿意哦进入这个迦南地。
You find that refusal made their report to be evil in the eyes of God.
啊，所以因为他们不愿意进迦南地，在神的眼中，他们这个报告就成为恶的一种报告。
Because they have not reported in accordance to the will of God.
啊，因为他们没有照着神的旨意来做出这样的一个报告。
Yes, what they said may be accurate in terms of the situations of the land.
啊，没有错，他们把当时的这个情况，这个地的这个情况啊，是这样报了出来。
But they did not demonstrate faith in reporting, what they have seen.
啊，但是他们没有凭着信心来去报告出来。
They did not encourage, the people to go and occupy the land.
啊，他们没有
by the power of God.
啊，他们没有鼓励这些百姓要借着神的能力来去把这些地来去拿下。
So in chapter 9 of Deuteronomy.
啊，所以在申命记的第九章。
It's like this issue is revisited.
啊，所以看起来这个问题哦。啊，摩西再一次提到
And the younger generations, were to enter into the land of Canaan.
啊，就是让这个我们说下一辈的啊这些啊百姓要准备进这个迦南地。
You find that the problem has not changed.
啊，你发觉到说这个问题没有改变。
The first generation faced with the giant.
啊，那第一上一代他们是面对这个我们说巨人。
The second generation, the desert-born generation, also faced with the giant as well.
啊，那些在旷野出生的这一代人，他们也是要面对这些巨人。
We read verse 2.
我们看第二节。
Chapter 9, verse 2.
啊，九章的第二节。
A people great and tall and descendants of the Anakim, whom you know and of whom you heard it, said, Who can stand before the descendants of Anak?
啊，那名是亚纳族人，又大又高，是你所知道的。也曾听见有人指着他们说：“谁能在亚纳族人面前站立得住呢？”
Moses said to them again.
摩西再一次的这样告诉他们。
You have heard about these people before.
其实你们以前已经听到关于这些人了。
Actually, you know, no people could stand before them because they were so huge and so powerful.
其实是没有人能够站在他们的面前的，因为他们是非常的强大，是非常的有能力的。
I want you to read chapter 1 of the same book.
我们看《申命记》的第一章。
Chapter 1.We read verse 28.
生命记的第一章，我们看这个28节。
Now, where can we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, "The people are greater and taller than we. The cities are great and fortified up to heaven. Moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakim there."
我们上哪里去呢？我们的弟兄使我们的心消化说。那地的民比我们又大又高，诚意又广又大又坚固，高得顶天，并且我们在那里看见亚纳族的人。
Now from the message of Moses here, you find that you know when they saw these people, their hearts actually melted away.
其实从摩西的这样的述说，当时的百姓当时的人看到这些人的时候他们的心已经消化了。
So you know when they came back and report.
所以当他们回来报告的时候
all these people were discouraged.
所有的人百姓听了报告之后都就是说没有就是消就消气馁了。
Because in their mind it was not possible to like defeat these giants.
因为在他们的眼他们的心心当中已经知道说是没有办法来去祭拜打败这些就是说这些这些高大的人
so the first generation fell.
所以第一代的人他们就失败了。
And we said the second generation again is presented with the same challenge.
其实那我们在这里又看到说这个第二代他们又面对同样的这样的一个挑战。
They have to overcome this huge people in the land of Canaan.
他们又要来去胜过这个迦南地人，这些又高又大的迦南族人。
Now I want you to read the next verse.
我们再看下一节。
Chapter 9, yeah, verse 3.
我们看为第九章的第三节。
Therefore understand today that the Lord your God is He who goes over before you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them.And bring them down before you, so you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said to you.
你今日当知道主你们的神在你们面前过去，如同烈火要灭绝他们，将他们制服在你们面前。这样你就知道主所说的，赶出他们，使他们速速灭亡。
Now the question is, how could you know the second generation gain the faith you needed?You know, to fight against this giant.
问题是说这个下一代他们怎么得到这样的信心来去胜过这些又高又大的这些人。
Moses said to them,
摩西这样跟他们说,
you need to understand.
你必须要知道,
the Lord is the one who would go before you to fight for you.
我们的神这主会在你们的面前来为你们征战。
But we know that they could not see God because God is a spirit.
那问题是说他们看不到神因为神是灵。
This is a challenging a bit.
这就是一个我们说挑战的一件事情。
But they have to see God with their faith.
他们必须要有信心来看到神。
You know that when they were wandering in the desert,
我们知道说当他们在这个旷野来去漂流的时候
They have witnessed for themselves the miraculous deeds of God.
他们已经见证了，已经看到神在他们身上所施行的这些神迹奇事。
Like the raining down of manna from heaven.
比如说从天降玛瑙。
Like you know, giving them water, you know, through this flinty rock.
从这个磐石中这个水流出来。
So all this proved that to them that God is the mighty God, is the God who performs a great signs.
这已经证明给他们看，神是伟大的，能够在他们的面前施行这些神迹。
So you know, in their journey, you know, in the wilderness, they should have built up enough faith, you know, to know who the Lord is.
所以在他们的路程，在这个旷野的路程当中，应该能够足够把他们的信心建立起来，认识到这神是谁，这主是谁。
You know, today we are facing with many challenges.
今天同样的，我们也面对很多的挑战。
You know.While we are in peace,
当我们在平安的时候
so we need to build up our faith.
我们必须要把我们的信仰 把它建立起来。
We have heard so many, miraculous things that God has done for the church.
啊，我们已经听到，也看到很多神在教会当中所行的这些奇事。
How God, you know, has been leading the church all the way.
啊，神怎么样在教会来去带领，一路的在带领着教会。
We have to take all this very seriously.
啊，我们都要非常的很谨慎的、很认真的来去对待这些事情。
So when we take them very seriously, you find that our faith will increase.
啊，所以当我们很谨慎、很认真的来去对待的时候，我们的信心就会增加。
We'll grow to know God better and better.
啊，我们就会成长，慢慢的、更加的来去认识神。
It's not just about knowledge in the mind. It's about, you know, having this close relationship with God.
不只是我们说知识上在脑海里的知识上认识神，而是真正的跟神的一种亲近。
So the people of God, the second generation, must believe that, you know, God can drive the Canaanites out of the land.
所以这个第二代他们一定要相信说神是有能力来去把这些迦南人把他赶出去。
So, you know, after Moses died, you know, they were put to the test again.
所以摩西去世之后，他们就再一次的面对这样的一种考验。
So they must understand that deliverance is of the Lord.
所以他们必须要明白说这个救赎是从神这里来。
We can turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 21.
我们看这个箴言书的21章。
Proverbs chapter 21.
箴言书的21章。
We read verse 31.
我们看这个31节。
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 31.
箴言书的21章31节。
The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is of the Lord.
马是为打仗之日预备的，得胜乃在主。
You know, in the ancient time, they have to, if a nation was about to go for war, they must have enough, you know, preparation in terms of preparing enough chariots or horses to fight.
所以在古时候他们要打仗的时候，他们一定要预备好，比如说预备好这些战车、这些马兵来去准备来去打仗。
But we find that all this preparation still could not save them.
那你发觉到说这一切的这种准备都不能够救他们。
True deliverance, or we said true victory, is of the Lord, comes from the Lord.
只有得胜或者神的这种救赎是从神来的。
So the people of God are made to understand this.
所以神的百姓要让他们就是说有这样的一种认识。
That, you know, this victory actually is from the Lord.
所以这个胜利、这个得胜其实是从神来的。
You realize that if you are very close to God,
你发觉到说如果你跟神非常的亲近的时候，
So in time of trouble,realize that we are very peaceful within.
所以你发觉到说，当有这个我们说困难或者困扰的时候，你发觉到说，在我们内心里面，我们是有平安的。
Because in our daily life we have been, you know, pursuing God.
因为在我们日常生活当中，我们都在追求着神。
We always keep ourselves in the Lord.
我们保守我们自己在主里面。
Now we move on to from verse 4 onwards.
那我们看回第九章的第四节。
From verse 4 to verse 6, yeah?
第四节到第六节。
Now here Moses wanted to remind the people of a very important matter.
其实摩西在这里要提醒当时百姓一件很重要的事情。
So after they have gained access into the land, or after they have dislodged the inhabitants,
当他们进入这个地，把这些民把他赶出来之后，
they must not think that, you know, God has cast these people out because of their righteousness.
要告诉他们说，神把这些民这民族把他撵出去的时候，不是因为他们的义行。
You find that this point is repeated in this section.
我们发觉到在这一段落的时候，这一点他提到。
For example, in verse 4.
比如说第四节。
And it is so mentioned in verse 5.
第五节。
Now, we read verse 5.
我们看第五节。
It is not because of your righteousness or the uprightness of your hearts that you go in to possess their land. Because of the wickedness of this nation that the Lord your God drive them out from before you, and that he may fulfill the word which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
你进去得他们的地并不是因你的义，也不是因你心里正直，乃是因这些国民的恶 主你们的神将他们从你面前赶出去，又因主要坚固他向你列祖亚伯拉罕以撒雅各启示所应许的话。
Now from verse 4 to verse 6、
那从第四节到第六节，
It's like there are three reasons given、
看起来有三个理由、
God allowed the people, the chosen people to enter into the land、
神让这些百姓能够 进入或者得到这个地。
It is because of the wickedness of those nations who occupied the land there.
第一个理由就是因为当地的这些国民是恶的。
Now if you have read Genesis chapter 15.
如果我们有看这个创世纪的第十五章的话，
It said when the sin of the Amorite has reached, you know, has reached the full.
当这些亚摩利人的罪已经达到饱满的时候，
Then you find that God would dispose these people.
就是说神会把这些人把他给赶出去。
So that's the reason, first reason given.
这是这里所提到的第一个理由。
The second reason,
第二个理由
is because God has promised the forefathers of the chosen generation.
第二，因为神已经应许他们的列祖要这样来去给他们。
You know, from the time of Abraham,
从亚伯拉罕开始，
God has already said,
神已经说了，
it's like 400 years later, you know, your descendants will come out from Egypt and possess the land.
那个400年之后，你的后裔要离开埃及，来到这个迦南地，来去得到这地。
So this is the second reason.
这是第二个理由。
Now the third reason,
第三个理由，
if you read verse 6,
比如说我们念这个第六节，
basically is to tell them that, you know, they are not righteous. The chosen people were not righteous. They were actually stiff-necked.
其实神要告诉他们说，其实神的这些百姓他们不是就是称义，不是义人，而他们是应着景象的百姓。
This shows that God is a faithful God.
这告诉我们神就是一个真实一个信实的神。
He does not change what he has said.
他对他所讲的话，他是不改变的。
You know, man is different. You know, sometimes what we said, you know.Two days later, we change our mind.
那人就不一样了。我们所说的，今天所说的，可能两天后我们就改变主意了。
So Moses reminded the people.
但是摩西来去告诉当时的百姓。
That you know the getting access into the land has nothing to do with their righteousness and uprightness.
他们能够进这个迦南地，跟他们所谓的义他们的正直是没有关系的。
So what lesson can we learn from here?
那从这里我们能够得到什么样的教训呢？
You know, today, if we are able to serve the Lord,
今天如果我们能够来去服侍神的话，
or we are given certain duties, or we are given a certain office in the church to serve.
比如说我们在教会担任某一些我们说工作的这个就是来做某一些工作。
We must always remind ourselves.
我们要常常提醒自己。
It's not that we are better than others, that's why we are given this task.
不是因为我们比别人好，所以我们就是说安排了做这一份的圣工。
It's not because we are more righteous than others.
不是因为我们比别人更加的有义称义。
It's not because whatever we do is upright in the eyes of God.
不是我们所做的一切都神的眼前都是正直的。
Of course, it is important for us to demand ourselves to be righteous and to be upright in all the things that we do.
当然我们所做的事情要要求自己是义的，是正直的。
So while doing what is right in the eyes of God,
在神的眼中所看为正直的，
we must not allow this idea to creep into our mind.
我们不要让这样的一种就是说这样的一种想法进入我们的脑海当中。
Thinking that because we are righteous in God's eyes, that's why we are given this task.
我们不要想说我们在神的眼前一定是一个义人，所以我们就有这个责任我们给了神给教会给我们这个责任来去做这样的事情。
If we can always remind ourselves in this way,
如果我们常常的这样来去提醒自己，
we will always keep ourselves on check and not to become proud.
那我们会常常的来去审查自己或者看自己，知道说使到自己不来去骄傲
So that we can always submit ourselves under the mighty hand of the Lord, the authority of God.
这样我们就能够在神的大能之下来去顺服。
Now from verse 7 onwards,
那从第七节之后呢，
You find that Moses actually cited many examples of their rebellion.
其实摩西就用了很多他们 悖逆的例子来去告诉他们。
Basically is to tell them, you know, how your forefathers, you know, had provoked, you know, the Lord God before.
就告诉他们呢、啊，他们的上一辈，他们的祖先，他们上一辈啊，是怎么死到出路啊，就是激怒了、啊、神的啊这个怒气。
We can see this from verse 7 all the way to, you know.Practically to the end of the chapter.
我们可以从第七节可以一直看到啊，这个最后一节。
So one of the things mentioned here is about the intercessions of Moses.
那这里特别提到说摩西的这个代求。
So I think you know this is like a contrast.
这就
好 you know, between Moses, you know, mindset and the behavior of the chosen people of God.
这里给我们看到一个很清楚的一个对照，就是摩西的这种态度，还有当时百姓的一种表现。
You know, the behavior of Moses sums up, you know, to us, what the character of a true leader must be like.
那摩西的这种表现，让我们知道说，一个真正领导带领的人，他的一种我们说一种性情性格应该是怎么样的？
You find that you know in when the people sin against God.
你发觉到说，当时的百姓，当百姓犯罪得罪神的时候
，Moses spent a lot of time interceding for them.
摩西花了很多的时间来代求，为他们来去代求。
If we read the Exodus alone.
如果我们出我们只是看这个出埃及记就好了。
It seems that he only interceded for them once, yeah, you know, for 40 days and 40 nights.
看起来好像他只为他们进士祷告代求了40昼夜。
But when you read this chapter, it seems that he has done at least 2 times.
但如果我们看这一章的话，你发觉到说他最少已经做过两次。
If my reading is accurate, when you combine Exodus and Deuteronomy together, he has done it 3 times.
如果我的查考是正确的话，你发觉到说你用你看的这个出埃及记再看生命记的话，你发觉到他最少做过两次，
三次 40 days and 40 nights fasted and prayed for the people
就是他们40昼夜的有三次这样来去做为百姓来去做。
We read verse 9 chapter 9 verse 9
我们看第九章的第九节
Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 9
九章的第九节。
When I went up into the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I stay on the mountains 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water.
这里说我上了山，要领受两块石板，就是主与你们立约的板。那时我在山上住了40昼夜，没有吃饭，也没有喝水。
And then after that, you know.After the 40 days, and God said to him that his people has sinned against him.
那之后呢？神就跟他们说那百姓就已经得罪神了。
So obviously, I want you to read verse 18.
我们可以看这个第十八节。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Now, and I fell down before the Lord as the first 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water because of all your sins.Which you committed in doing wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger.
因你们所犯的一切罪，行了主眼中看为恶的事，惹他发怒，我就像从前伏伏在主面前40昼夜，没有吃饭，没有喝水。
So this is like the second time that he did, yeah.
这看起来好像他是第二次做了这个禁食。
That's why if there is a comparison, it says as at the first.40 days and 40 nights.
所以这里就有一个比较说，有这样的提醒说，就好像从前一样的40昼夜。
So when he heard about it, he fell down and prayed for them.
所以当他听到之后，他再一次的这样来去跪下来为他们祷告。
You know, later on he came down.
那之后他就下山了，再下山。
And then he went back up again.
下山之后他其实又再上回山去。
He fasted and prayed for the people.
他再一次的为百姓来去进食祷告。
So this is the heart of a true, you know, a leader.
这是一个真正的一个带领者应该要有的这种心。
We said that Moses was a great character.
我们说摩西是一个很伟大的人物。
His greatness is shown in his heart, you know, for the people by.Interceding for them, especially when they sin against God.
这从他的这心里面的一种表现，让我们知道说， 他的伟大就是他为百姓来去代求，当他们犯罪的时候。
I think when we compare our hearts with the hearts of Moses，
啊，所以当我们把我们的心跟摩西的心来比较一下
，we find that maybe there is a huge gap， you know， between us and Moses。
啊，我们跟摩西的比较有很大的一个距离。
Because I can only speak for myself， you know。Don't normally intercede, you know, for others.
啊，我可以只可以为自己这样说话，就是不是常常为别人来去代求。
And we know that this is not what we call, the true, leadership in the church.
啊，这不是真正的一个我们说带领者应该有的一种表现。
So we must learn, yeah, to intercede for others as much as we possibly can.
啊，所以我们要学习啊，常常的来去为别人来去代求。
You know, in this chapter, it also mentioned about Aaron.
在这里呢也特别提到这个亚伦。
You know, Aaron has sinned against God as far as this golden calf incident is concerned.
我们知道这个金牛犊的这个金牛犊的事情哈，亚伦是犯罪得罪神了。
So here, Moses said that the Lord was very angry with Aaron as well in verse 20.
二十节这里说神也向亚伦啊发大怒啊。
We read verse 20.
我看二十节。
And the Lord was very angry with Aaron and would have destroyed him, so I prayed for Aaron also at the same time.
神也向亚伦甚是发怒，要灭绝他。那时我又为亚伦祈祷。
So you find that, you know,Moses was a man of intercession.
所以我们发觉到说，摩西啊是一个代求的一个伟人。
He prayed, you know, for the people. He also prayed for his own brother.
他为他的百姓，甚至为他的哥哥来去代求。
So, you know, this his work is about praying for others.
所以他的工作啊，包含了为别人来去代求。
You find that.This is the main part of his work.
这也是他的工作主要的一部分。
That's why we must learn from this good example of Moses.
所以我们必须要向摩西这个好的这个榜样来去学习。
And we realize that there are so many things without God's intervention, we can do nothing.
我们发觉到说很多事情，如果神没有出手、没有参与的话，我们是什么都做不了。
Sometimes we want to resolve issues and problems in the church.
有时候我们可能想要解决教会的一些难题、一些困难。
We find it so difficult, you know, to go forward.
你发觉到说还要继续的来去处理这样的问题是非常的困难。
The reason is very simple because God has not intervened.
其实理由是很简单的，因为神还没有介入，还没有参与。
So if we want God to help us, you know, to bring the church or to lead the church to a perfect stage.
如果我们想要神来帮助我们，让教会达到一个完全的地步。
Or we want the church to be free from the influence of corruptions or falsehood.
或者让教会来去就是离开脱离这些腐败这些假道。
Or the attack from the wicked one.
或者这些恶者避免这恶者的攻击。
We have to pray. We have to intercede.
我们一定要来去祷告，要来去代求。
So.When we pray, when we intercede, you find that God will be very pleased.
所以当我们来去祷告、来去代求的时候，神是非常的喜悦的。
Because in our prayer, we begin to understand the hearts of God.
因为在我们的祷告当中，我们慢慢的开始明白神的这个性神的心情。
So in this chapter, it speaks a lot about Moses' intercessions.
所以这一章当中讲了很多摩西的代求。
Now,We find that here it also mentioned about the destruction of the golden calf.
所以这里我们也发觉到说这个金牛犊神就是说神把这个金牛犊给毁灭了，毁掉了。
Obviously, when Moses heard about it, you know, he on at that time, you know, he was having these two tablets of stone.
我们知道说当时摩西听到的时候这个两个法板已经在他手上了。
So he.Threw them, you know, on the golden calf.
他就把这个法板丢向我们说这个金牛犊。
So obviously we said, you know, the golden calf was destroyed.
这样的话，这个金牛犊就我们说被毁灭了。
But there is a description here that I want you to pay attention to.
我们要特别的来去看一下这里所描写到的。
I want you to read verse 21.
我们可以看这个二十一节。
Chapter 9, verse 21.
二十一节。
Then I took your sin, the calf which you had made, and burned it with the fire, and crushed it, and ground it very small until it was as fine as dust, and I threw it its dust into the brooks that descended from the mountain.
我把那叫你们所犯罪所仇的金牛牛犊用火焚烧，又捣碎磨得很细，以致细如灰尘。我就把这灰尘撒在从山上流下来的溪水中。
Why did Moses do this?
为什么摩西要这样做呢？
It's like to grind, you know, the golden calf, into fine dust.
好像说把这个我们说金牛犊就这样磨成很稀，磨到很稀啊。
Now obviously we can deduce some teaching or some reasons from it.
可能我们当中就可以得到一些从中得到一些教训。
We know that, you know, this idolatry has been deeply imprinted in the minds of the chosen people.
我们知道说这个拜偶像这件事情在百姓当中其实是很深刻的。
Especially the Exodus generation, because they came out from Egypt, they were under the influence of the Egyptian idolatry.
尤其是第一代他们从这个埃及出来的时候，他们受了当时埃及地的这些拜偶像的事情是影响很大。
So when they build a golden calf.
所以当我们做这个筹这个金牛犊的时候。
And they even said that it was the golden calf who led them out of Egypt. And
他们甚至说这个金牛犊是他们是把他们带出埃及来的。
So you can see the confusion in their mind.
所以你发觉到说他们脑海当中的这个混乱。
They have not completely, you know, eradicated, you know, idolatry from within them.
其实他们在他们内心当中没有完全的把这个拜偶像的事情把它除掉。
So from here we see that when Moses did this.
所以你发觉到说当摩西这样来去做的时候。
It's like telling them that, you know, idolatry must be completely dashed.
看起来摩西要告诉他们说这个拜偶像的事情要完全的就是说把它隔离把它除掉。
Must crush idolatry completely.
就把它来去把它打去打碎磨碎。把它完全的除掉。
You know, if we allow this, you know, this idolatry, for example, to remain, you know, in the hearts.
如果我们让这个拜偶像的事情还存留在我们内心当中。
It may be very small or minute.
可能是非常的小的。
But we know that it can grow.
我发觉到说这会成，然后能够会生长起来。
It can eventually like the overtake our life.
可能最终就来去把我们的生活来去控制了。
So, you know, when we talk about destroying idolatry, this is what we have to do.
所以当我们讲到要把这个我们说这个拜偶像的事情完全除掉，应该照着摩西的这种方式来去做。
Like what we said, sometimes there are so many different types of idols, be they visible or invisible.
我们知道说有很多不同的不同形式的这些偶像能够看到的或者不能够看到的。
So we have to remove them completely.
我们要完全的把它除掉。
Have to uproot them.
把它扒起来。
So that our religious life is free from the influence of idolatry.
这样我们这种信仰的生活能够完全的从这个拜偶像当中能够得到自由。
I would like to share with you one more point.
我们再来讲多一点。
Here Moses mentioned about, you know, these people turn away from God very quickly.
这里摩西这里也特别提到说，这百姓很快的就远离了神。
I want you to read verse 12, and then we read verse 16. Yeah.
我们先来看这个十二节之后呢，我们再看第十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 12.
九章生命记九章十二节。
Then the Lord said to me, Arise, go down quickly from here, for your people, whom you brought out of Egypt, have acted corruptly. They have quickly turned aside from the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molded image.
对我说，你起来，赶快下去，因为你从埃及领出来的百姓已经败坏了自己，他们快快的偏离了我所吩咐的道，为自己受成了偶像。
Verse 16,
16节。
And I look, and behold, you had sinned against the Lord your God, and made for yourself a molded calf. You had turned aside quickly from the way which the Lord had commanded you.
我一看见你们的得罪了主你们的神，奏成了牛犊，快快地偏离了主所吩咐你们的道。
These two verses talk about the rebellions of the people.
这两节提到当时百姓的悖逆。
Because they turned away from God and made a molded calf for themselves.
他们离开了神，而自己来去做了这个金牛犊。
So they acted very corruptly.
他们就很非常的，他们的行为是非常的腐败。
The description given in these two verses is that they have quickly turned aside from the Lord.
这里的描写是他们快快的偏离了神。
It's like, you know, I think at first glance, it's like, you know, they within a short period of time, you know, they move away from God. It seems like that.
从这样来去看，好像说他们很快、很短的时间内就离开了神。
Just like, you know, a person believe in God.
就好像说一个人他们相信神。
A week later, you find that he no longer believes in God.
或者说一个星期后他就不再相信神了。
But I think here, yeah, it's more than just being very quick in terms of the length of time.
我相信说这不单只是指说很这个时间上的一个问题而已。
I think, you know, the idea here is that there is like,they could not resist, you know, the infiltration of idolatry into their life.
他们这里所讲到，所要讲到的就是他们不能够，我们说抵挡这个拜偶像的事情进入他们的生活里面。
Like when they were given an opportunity, you find that they would quickly jump on that opportunity to worship idol.
所以你发觉到说，当他们有这个机会的时候，或者机会来的时候，他们就很快的、很容易的就说去拜偶像了。
We understand that, you know, when you look at the golden calf incident.
所以当我们看这个金牛犊的事情的时候，
One of the reasons given is because they said, "Oh, Moses has. We do not know where this Moses, you know, had gone."
当时他们所提到的就是说啊，我们不知道摩西跑到哪里去了。
And therefore they build this, you know, golden calf.
所以他们就开始来去做这个金牛犊了。
You know that when Moses went up to Mount Sinai,
我们知道说当摩西上这个西乃山的时候，
You know the description is quite clearly given in the book of Exodus.
我们知道说在出埃及记的时候是很清楚的这样描写。
It's like, you know, there's fire there.
当时有这个火焰。
So, you know, it's like quite scary, you know.
看起来是非常的我们说害怕的。
Probably in their mind is like Moses must have been consumed, yeah, by the fire.
可能在他们的脑海当中摩西可能被这个火已经焚烧了。
Yes, Moses has not come down for a long period of time.
当然有很长的时间摩西上了山没有下来。
But what is that connection between his delay of coming down and making an idol?
那他延迟迟了下山，跟他们做这个偶像有什么关联呢？
You find that actually is like telling us, you know, they have been looking for opportunity, you know, to satisfy, you know, what is in the hearts.
看起来他们已经找这个借口怎么来去满足他们内心的这个欲望。
They didn't really believe in God.
或者说他们是玩一开始都不是很相信神的。
So from the very beginning is like they were enticed, you know, by this idolatry.
所以他们一开始的时候就被这个拜偶像的事来去引诱了。
Yes, they had come out from Egypt.
当然他们是从埃及已经出来了。
But you find that they have not removed idols from their hearts.
其实他们在他们内心里面没有把这个偶像把它除掉。
They have left the physical idols.
他们远离了这个我们说肉眼能够看的物质上的这个偶像。
But their love for the idols remain in them.
但是他们爱这个偶像的这事情还是留在他们的内心里面。
Sometimes we are no difference from these people.
有时候我们跟这些百姓是没有不一样的。
You know, there may be some kind of idols in our hearts.
可能在我们内心里面有某一种偶像在里面。
We do not want to get rid of them.
但是我们却不要把它来去除掉。
You find that when opportunity presents itself.
所以当这个机会来的时候。
Then we'll sin against God.
就会犯罪来去得罪神。
That's why Moses says they quickly turn aside there from the Lord.
所以这里摩西这样说，他们快快的就偏离了神的道。
To me, it's like they jump on that opportunity because Moses was not around for so long already.
所以对我来说，他们就来很快的就说 就去做这样的事情，因为摩西已经跟他们有一段时间不在他们当中。
So we must not allow this to happen in our life.
所以我们不要让这样事情在我们生活上来去发生。
We must learn from Moses the way he destroyed the idols.
所以我们要学习摩西，他是怎么样来去把这个偶像，这个牛犊，把它来去毁掉。
Completely crushed it.
完全的磨碎它。
And Moses ground it very small.
把它弄得很稀。
It was as fine as dust.
这里说稀如灰尘呐。
Can't do anything about it. It's no use, useless.
就变成灰尘之后就做不了什么，已经没有用的东西了。
And even threw it, you know, the dust into the brook and like washed away.
就是把它甚至把它丢到这个我们撒在这个溪水中，让它流走。
Sometimes we have to be determined and to remove idols from the heart.
所以我们有时候要来去立志，真的把内心里面的偶像把它除掉。
So that we can truly worship the true God.
直到我们真正的来去敬拜这个独一的真神。
In this way, you find that you know it is always meaningful to come to worship the Lord.
这样的话，我们就有很有意义的来到神的面前来去敬拜神。
We find that we are very satisfied each time when we gathered in His presence to worship.
所以每一次我们来到神的面前来敬拜神的是得到满足的。
Our sharing ends here.
我们的分享到这里。
Let's kneel down and
pray. 好，一起跪下祷告。